Over the weekend, Maryland Governor Wes Moore emphasised reopening the Port of Baltimore is a national issue, not a local one. Calling on Congress to approve funding for the cleanup effort, he said the collapse would affect workers and businesses from Kentucky to Tennessee. An initial $60 million in aid has already been granted by federal officials, but the total project could cost more than $1 billion in total. Officials say they're preparing to open an alternate channel near the collapsed bridge. A Coast Guard captain told media it would be for commercially essential vessels, but it could take some time before ship traffic is back to normal. Sally Patterson, New York.